This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, last year, RNIB launched a new program of research called Voice of the Customer, and the intention is to put the voice of blind and partially sighted people at the centre of what RNIB does, helping to shape and direct the work of the charity on an ongoing basis. Well, to learn more about that, we've got Ross Headley, who's one of the people involved in setting up Voice of the Customer from RNIB. Also, we've got Brendan Ward with us and Tony Barclay, both focus group participants. We're going to hear from them in just a moment. But first, perhaps, Ross, you can tell us more about what Voice of the Customer is.
Hi, Stephen. So the Voice of the Customer programme, it was something that RNIB launched last year during the height of the pandemic. And we sort of realised we needed to step up our listening game, you know, practically overnight, basically. And this has been a really significant development in our approach to put in the voice of blind and partially sighted people right at the centre of what we do and helping to shape and direct our work on an ongoing basis. I've been at RNIB for just over 10 years now, and never have we listened with this degree of depth, reach, and regularity. So we do a quarterly survey of around 400 people. We do monthly focus groups, and we also pay attention to what people are talking about every day on our social media channels. And through these three methods, we're able to stay attuned to the issues that matter most to blind and partially sighted people, and to respond in a timely and appropriate way.
Now, with us is Brendan Ward and Tony Barclay, two participants in these focus groups. Let me come to you two. Brendan, what did you get out of all of this?
What I got out of it, Steve, was an overwhelming sense of the listening that's emphasis, you know. So I felt very much RNIB as we rather than RNIB as them or us, you know. So we have colleagues in RNIB working to provide services to those of us with sight loss. And then there's us, the community of people with sight loss, with our changing needs, our changing desires. And obviously with COVID, that got shifted quite a bit. So that for me was the biggest impact of being part of the Voice of Customer sessions, is that overwhelming sense that it isn't about them and us. It's very much we, RNIB, and how we learn from each other, how we listen to each other and navigate this terrain together. So it's our job, I feel, as the sight loss community to speak up and share what's really going on for us and what really our needs are today. And then learn from RNIB in terms of what we don't know. And the exact same thing on the other way around.
I have to agree with Brendan, absolutely. It is very much a case of RNIB going to the grassroots of what it exists for. And that's, people don't like the term client base, but yeah, we are the client base. And what we need, what we think, what we experience is what matters. It's what RNIB exists for, to support blind and partially sighted people. If we don't have a voice, how can they do that to the best? We are the voice. We have a choice. We have a chance to speak, to be heard, to make a difference, and for RNIB to genuinely work as a cohesive unit with its client base and for us all to work to the common good. And it works really well. And that's what I get from it. I get a chance to work with RNIB at every level, here in Northern Ireland with the team and at national level, to make a difference for all of us.
What did you both discuss, I mean, as part of the focus group, not just yourselves?
We talked in our groups about technology. So I'm Irish, as you can tell by my accent, but I'm based in London and I've been here for many years. So, you know, with colleagues in Scotland and Northern Ireland, in our case, for the technology focus, we were exploring what our technology needs are, how that shifted over time, and being such a fast-paced topic, technology changes. And we actually learned a lot from each other. So I learned so much from the other blind and partially sighted people on my focus group, because they had tricks and tips for technology that I hadn't heard of before. And likewise, I feel I was able to share some things. And then having RNIB folks with us they also were learning and listening. So it was very powerful in terms of brainstorming, sharing lived experience, sharing knowledge, sharing skills, and then starting to identify, you know, a path ahead, like what could it look like in the future to have greater technology support. And one idea that came up for us, which really was helping me in my thinking, is imagine if we had a kind of a curriculum, you know, when you start your sight loss journey, if that's your life story, where do you start? Like, what's that phase one of technology that will get you up and running, let's say? And then as you progress, as in my case, you know, this sight loss has been going on for 18 years. So, you know, you kind of mature in the process, if that's the right word. And I really value this chance to not just share my experience and what I've learned so far, but also learn from others and start to think in a spirit of partnership, what might be possible in the future.
Yeah, I agree there with Brendan. My focus group recently was on the subject of technology, and not everybody's happy and comfortable with technology, especially when you've got sight loss, because if we're honest, the internet, for instance, it's really designed for people with sight. So it can be daunting. But there are ways of getting around that, and RNIB are listening to how we work with that and how the systems throw up challenges. And they've taken that, and they're also speaking to manufacturers and software developers and things and saying, well, this is the experience of blind and partially sighted people. How do we work cohesively to make it work better? And I think that's brilliant, because it is this collaborative working that makes it all better for us. And it's really, really good. It's really beneficial to everybody.
So is it fair to say you would both recommend these focus groups to other people then, to get involved and become part of the conversation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, this is the chance to really be heard, to say, this works for me, this doesn't work for me, I would like to do this, but I don't know how to do this, how can RNIB help? Or even to the point of, hey, RNIB, I don't think you're doing that right, so let's have a talk about it. It's the voice. It is literally the voice of the customer.
Right. I agree with Tony wholeheartedly. And I'd go far as to say, you know, no system, no institution anywhere on earth, not talk about just in the UK, is perfect. We're all learning on this journey. You know, there's large complex systems we're dealing with here. And, you know, how do we keep in dialogue? That for me is the key thing. And I would encourage any of the listeners to line up that list. There's different words to describe this kind of list. Let's call it the wish list. What are the things that you complain about to others, to your family, to your friends? What are the frustrations you have in employment or in volunteering or in society in general? And we, of course, can't guarantee through these sessions that there's a magic wand that will make everything better and fix everything. But we really need your voice. It's good for you, and Tony and I certainly benefited from this. The experience of just sharing what's going on is itself is good for us. And then, obviously, the bonus is that we're learning from each other, and RNIB is hearing from us. So it's good for us to do it. It gives us something to do with those challenging aspects of life when you're going through sight loss or you're blind. And this is a fantastic forum to bring something good from that frustration, share it with colleagues, share it with RNIB. And then at least we've got some chance of doing something about it.
Now, let me bring Ross Headley back in here. Ross, you know, lots of conversation, lots of good conversation clearly happened, but what happens as a result of all of that, and what has happened already?
Yeah, so Tony and Brendan mentioned that they'd recently been involved in discussions on the subject of technology, and what we heard from those focus groups will directly help to shape RNIB's tech service offer, basically. So how do we support blind and partially sighted people to use technology, to empower them, to give them greater independence? You know, technology is a great enabler. It was hailed as a savior by blind and partially sighted people during the pandemic, and it's central to R&IB's strategy. So that customer voice is really going to help us think about the services that we offer in the technology area. Previous conversations on other topics and other focus groups have helped us with our whole approach to how we respond to the pandemic. I mentioned that's sort of where this work came from initially, and during the height of the pandemic last year, these focus groups helped us make the case for priority shopping. They helped us inform campaigns around a campaign called Please Give Me Space, and they continue to help us think about how we navigate our way out of the pandemic and best support blind and partially sighted people, whether that's producing best practice guides for shops and employers. And more recently, focus groups such as these have helped our See Sport Differently project, which is all about helping blind and partially sighted people become more physically active and improving participation in sport.
So the obvious question now is, how can people get involved? We've whetted their appetites. How do they get involved, Ross?
Yeah, so if people want to get involved in these focus groups, there's two main ways. You can call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email our involvement team at involvement@rnib.org.uk and quote Voice of the Customer Groups.
Ross Headley, great to hear from you. Thank you so much for coming on and explaining to us about what Voice of the Customer is. Also to Brendan Ward and Tony Barclay, focus group participants, thank you as well.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Stephen. And yeah, huge thanks to Tony and Brendan. Thanks for being part of this and you know, being ambassadors for these groups. It's so exciting that, as I said at the start, we're really in a good place at the moment in terms of, you know, our listening ability at the moment. So yeah, thanks for your involvement both in the focus groups and in this promotional piece today to help more people get involved.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It genuinely is. Hopefully we can encourage more people to get involved and speak out.
Yeah.
Onwards and upwards.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. This is RNIB Connect Radio.